Welcome back to Sports Day. Now, earlier today, Jared, our man, the super producer,
Young Benny,
also commentator, also interviewer. There's not many things Ben Jones can't do. He spoke with one of our most talented and accomplished cricketers in the country, it must be said, following another series win in the T20s against the Kiwis. Here is Benny Jones with Alyssa Healy.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Welcome back to Sports Day. Joining us, one of the absolute superstars of Australian cricket, with the gloves, with the bat in hand, doesn't really matter what she's doing. She just is dominating at the moment. And so are the Aussie girls, 8-wicket winners with 20 balls to spare over the Kiwis yesterday. It's now 10 consecutive T20 series wins for the Australians women's side. They are a juggernaut and going beautifully. Alyssa Healy has been so kind to join us here on Sports Day. Alyssa, welcome to the show and congratulations on yet another series win.
Thank you very much for having me.
Game two, a little more comfortable than game one, but really all disciplines, the bat, the ball, the field, as far as yesterday's game were concerned, weren't perfect, but they weren't far away from it. You must have been really pleased with the team's performance.
Yeah, I think I was probably pretty surprised on the first day at how close we were. Obviously, it probably looked a little scrappy, but I think not playing for 6 months, you could sort of forgive that. But yeah, yesterday was a pretty flawless performance for us, and really proud of this group and what they've been able to achieve with the 10 series in a row. I think it's an amazing achievement considering how hard it is to be consistent at that T20 format.
You kind of touched on it there, Alyssa, not just winning, which is great, that's a massive bonus, but just to be playing cricket again after the, and we know the strange circumstances around a lot of sports in 2020 and the lockdowns and the quarantines and whatnot, so just to be back out there doing what you love, for all of you girls, it must be just something really special and something you're just cherishing every moment.
Yeah, you can probably see it out on the field that I think both teams have got big smiles on their faces. So it is nice to just be back outside playing cricket. It's been a long time coming, and obviously watching the boys over in the UK, we were sort of wishing that we could start again too. So it's nice to be back out there and nice for everyone to be able to watch some cricket on the telly as well.
I guess with that in mind and considering what has unfolded really over the last 6-7 months since that incredible night at the MCG, does it feel like that World Cup final is almost years ago as opposed to months ago with obviously nothing happening in between, but such a wonderful memory to sort of keep you motivated in the meantime?
Yeah, it feels like 3 years ago, that's for sure. It was just an incredible night, and I almost feel like grateful that there's been a few documentaries on the telly about it over the last few months that I get to sort of relive it whenever I can. I watched the Road to Glory one by Fox Sports the other night, so it's yeah, it was such an amazing day, and to think that, you know, the world pretty much shut down a couple of days after that is so surreal. But like I said, it's so nice to be back out there playing cricket, and hopefully, we can see more and more of it this summer. And obviously, we're not sure what it's going to look like, but it'll be great to see it back on the telly as much as possible.
Yeah, pictures of 90,000 in the stands, it brings a tear to the eye, doesn't it? Hopefully, we're not too far away from, maybe not 90,000, but at least getting some more bums on seats. Now, let's talk about your own personal performance. And I know you're very humble and very much team-first mentality. Expect nothing less, to be honest. But your 92nd dismissal in 2020 internationals meant you reached a really impressive milestone. Pass MS Dhoni, the most dismissals of any man or woman in that format of the game. Now, Alyssa, I've got to ask, were you even aware of that record or that you were close to it leading into yesterday's game?
No, I had absolutely no idea. I didn't even really know that they kept those statistics at all. I mean, they normally forget about the wiki, so I figured that they wouldn't really care. But, obviously it's a... It's obviously a really nice individual accolade, and it's something that I'm really proud of, I guess more so from a longevity point of view, that I've been able to string so many games together to get those opportunities. But it's full credit to our bowling side, really. I mean, that's how good they've been throughout my career, that they're giving me these opportunities. So it's sort of a really nice reflection on them as well.
Yeah, catches, stumpings, you were doing it all. And I think it was sort of brought about the conversation, or maybe your awareness of that record. Was it Mel Jones having a chat to you because you were mic'd up, obviously, out on the field, and she started mentioning MS Dhoni, and you were maybe a touch confused at first. Is that about right?
I had absolutely no idea what she was talking about. She was asking me what I thought of MS Dhoni, and I was like, this is the most random conversation I think I've ever had on a cricket field. So, absolutely no idea about it. Obviously really cool, and it's great to see so much support on social media over the last 24 hours. It people are really interested in talking about that. But to have a name alongside MS Dhoni, I think that is pretty special, if you ask me.
Hey, Alyssa, if you want to be a good all-round keeper, the ability to go up to the stumps and deal with the spinners is obviously paramount to that. And you've got a couple of Vics at the moment who are spinning up a storm, Sophie Molyneux and also Georgia Wareham. I think they took five between them yesterday. You must be loving and enjoying the work up to the stumps to those two at the moment.
Our spin attack's been world class for an extended period of time now, and those two are no exception to that. You throw Jess Johnson in there and Ash Gardner as well, so we've got four outstanding spinners and a wicket that was really conducive yesterday in particular to taking a little bit of spin. So it was it's always good fun. They're all four of them are completely different bowlers, so it keeps me on my toes, but I do really enjoy keeping up. In particular to our spinners, I think they're incredibly skillful, and you can see that on the telly and the rewards that they're getting through wickets.
And wielding the willows going nicely as well early on in this summer. You and Beth at the top of the order, I guess, just picking up where you left off from that World Cup final. So how have you been hitting them? How have you assessed your batting so far and little tweaks that you want to work on moving into these upcoming short form games?
Yeah, obviously did a little bit of work again during our enforced COVID break on some technical things that I can take into this summer and playing some certain bowls in particular. So, yeah, I feel like I'm hitting the ball well. I think it's just probably getting back into the cricket and making those decisions, is probably where I feel a little bit rusty. But started to come off the middle of the bat yesterday, so I'm pretty happy with that. And I'm looking forward to having a proper crack at the one-day format next week. It's one of the formats I really enjoy, and as much as I am crash and bash, I do enjoy giving myself a little bit of time to get in. So hopefully the technical changes that I've made will allow me to bat for long periods of time, and I'm excited for that.
And I know that you girls, and you mentioned it there, Alyssa, you love the short format, and clearly your record with the 92 dismissals now in T20 cricket indicate that you guys play a lot of that form of the game. But, test matches are relatively few and far between. I know it's difficult in the calendar with so much going on, but is that a desire or something? I'm sure the majority of the girls would love to see more tests on the annual calendar.
Well, 100%. I think it's obviously the pinnacle of our game and the true test of your cricketing skill. So we'd love to see more test matches pop up. I think the most realistic way we can make that happen is more international sides wanting to play that multi-format series like we do in the Ashes, where, we can lob a test match in the middle and, have points up for grabs. And I hope in the very near future that some sides want to do that. I think the Kiwis would be the logical choice, knowing that, they're right across the ditch and the way that travel restrictions are at the minute. I'd love to see them stick their hand up and want to play. I'm sure that they'd be keen to. But even in our domestic competition, if we can find a way to sneak some longer format cricket in, whether that be 2-day or 4-day cricket, I'm not too sure. But I think it'd be a great opportunity for some of the young girls in our domestic system to really hone their skills at that level.
Yeah, let's hope so. Let's hope they can eventuate in summers to come. Just finally, and obviously wish you all the very best for that final T20 game coming up on Wednesday and then those following one-day internationals. We had husband Mitch on the show last week. In fact, he was talking to us from his quarantine hub in Adelaide. I wouldn't say how is he enjoying quarantine. I'm not sure anyone can enjoy it, but how's he doing to keep himself busy, I suppose, doing his downtime? And I imagine the phone's probably ringing off the hook. He's annoying you left, right and centre where he can.
He has been hounding me a bit, but I think he's been working pretty hard on his putting. He's an absolutely woeful putter when it comes to the golf course. So he's been putting in the hours there and looking forward to getting back out on the course when they're finally out of quarantine. But they're almost done there. I'll hopefully see him up here on Friday.
Awesome.
He's going to jump up here and watch. So looking forward to seeing him.
All right. Well, hopefully that means the handicap will improve too over the summer, but he's using his time productively. Good to hear. Hey, Alyssa, thanks so much for your time on Sports Day. We really appreciate it. Going beautifully. The girls 2-0 up in the series. Hopefully can make it a clean sweep on Wednesday. Good luck with that. And we'll chat again across the summer, hopefully.
Thanks so much.
And that is another big show done. Well done to Benny, and great to hear from Alyssa as well. We're back from tomorrow. We're back tomorrow from 6,
How
rather.
How come you haven't asked if I'm related to Alyssa?
I just assumed you weren't, because if you were, you would have told me.
Same spelling. We are definitely related.
Oh, come on.
We are related. I'm just not sure how distant.
There's no way.
I'm related to Ian.
Isn't Healy quite a common name?
Over in Ireland, it's reasonably common. There's a lot of...
that's where
there's some O'Healys. There's some Healys with a double E.
Mm-hmm.
There's not many as it's spelt there.
You sound like my mother who says every time there's a McClure spelt M small t cap C,
yeah,
that we're related. She's like, oh, well, we're related.
Yeah, no, we were.
Mum, how do you know?
I should have done more research on this. I could. There was definitely a bandwagon that I could have jumped upon.
I'm sure Alyssa will be disappointed. Richmond's game, Lambert, tomorrow. And, of course, the gospel according to Matthew. It's great to have Richo on tonight.
Yeah, he was great tonight.
Tuesday, yes, no, Richo.
Did he give Dan Andrews a nice spanking tonight?
Well, you served it up on a platter, it must be said.
This has been
Sports Day for Wilson Homes.
You can
chat with one of their friendly staff today about personalising a home design to suit your individual lifestyle. Jared and I will be back tomorrow.